This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Obama administration now is taking another crack at reining in for-profit colleges. Some schools have come under fire for saddling students with heavy debt loads and lightweight credentials. After a federal court threw out new regulations last summer, negotiators are back at the table today. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott reports.
The original gainful employment rules would have punished career colleges if more than 35% of their former students were not repaying their loans. The idea was to weed out expensive programs that don't lead to good-paying jobs. A U.S. district judge threw out the 35% rule, calling it an arbitrary threshold. Ben Miller is a policy analyst who worked on the regulation while at the Education Department.
The judge has been very clear that the department has the legal authority to regulate this area. And the issue with the courts was really just where you drew the line on one threshold.
A new, tougher draft proposal would focus instead on the amount of debt graduates have compared to what they earn. Steve Gunderson is president of the Association of Private Sector Colleges and Universities. He says there are better ways to measure student success.
Do you get placement in the area of your study? And did you actually complete your study? Did you graduate?
Gunderson's group wants the Obama administration to hold off on new rules until Congress takes up the Higher Education Act, which is due for reauthorization this year. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.